Vi.
Thanks, Tito. Well, yes, today's somewhat seasonal sport begins with a sport you won't find everywhere in the world. That's swimming in freezing cold water. Here in the Czech Republic, the people who do it are called otužilci, which translates as hardy fellows. In Prague, 71 otužilci went for a swim in the Vltava River on St. Stephen's Day. That's the 59th time the event's been held. Among the 71 were 13 hardy ladies, and the remarkable Ladislav Nicek, who this year celebrated his 92nd birthday.
56. sezóna. No, to je strašný. Každý...
It's my 56th year, he says. It's terrible. Anyone who gets into this icy water will tell you how happy they are to get warm afterwards. But it's really pleasant that a body's able to take part. Among the other participants, who chose between 100 and 300 meter courses, were Iveta Hlavačová, Richard Hahn, and Stanislav Bartuška. They're three Czechs who swam the English Channel this year. And in case you're wondering, the water on Monday was 3.7 degrees Celsius, which isn't as cold as some years. Another event which attracted the spectators on Monday was the 11th annual indoor football tournament of former internationals, held at Prague's Eden Hall. Among the Czech and Slovak stars of yesteryear were Jan Berger, Josef Chovanec, and that all-time great Antonín Panenka. As for today's Czech international stars, Milan Baroš scored twice for Aston Villa in their 4-0 win over Everton on Monday, though he admitted his first goal came after he'd handled the ball. Meanwhile, on one of the busiest days of the year in England's Premier League, a dreadful and most uncharacteristic mistake by goalkeeper Petr Cech allowed Fulham to draw level with Czech's Chelsea, but they eventually ran out 3-2 winners. Ice hockey now, and Slavia Prague increased their lead at the top of the Extraliga to 4 points, after beating second-placed Liberec 3-1. The match was most notable for the scoring debut of Vladimir Ružička Jr., whose father is Slavia's coach, whereas Vladimir the Elder scored his first league goal in his first game at the age of 16, it took Vladimir the Younger, also 16, 8 games to get on the score sheet. He said it was all the more memorable as he had scored past Czech international goaltender Milan Hnilička. And Hnilička is the only member of the Czech squad for the Turin Winter Olympics who doesn't play in the NHL. The only real surprise in the squad, announced last week by coach Alois Haramchik, is the inclusion of Martin Erat of Nashville ahead of Aleš Kotalík of Buffalo. After Jaromír Jágr, Kotalík is the highest-placed Czech in the NHL players' points table. That's all the sport for today.
Now, did you know that the Czech Republic is the